Hey ho ho ho, good neighbors. This is your old buddy Stan the Welcome Madman, back again with a 2018 inspirational holiday message for the 12 days of Christmas. If I don't get this message out before there's 12 days left till Christmas, or there's more than 12 days left until Christmas, then who the hell cares? Do what I do and just celebrate all of the holidays, because everyone seems to have their own whiz-bang jolly day to celebrate this time of year anyways. So join in or get snookered on JB. Not Jingle Bells, Jim Beam, the bourbon of Christmas. Okay, so on the 12th day of Christmas, you're probably thinking I give myself a 12-pack of old Yankee piss water. Nah, that's for St. Swithin's Day, or the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, or the celebration of the Virgin of Guadalupe. Who the hell am I kidding? That's just for an average lodge night. No, on the 12th day of Christmas, I gave myself a dozen eggs, and not for eggnog. I save them up for a year until they're good and ripe for the next Halloween. The 11th day of Christmas is for the 11 miles Teddy and I have to drive in the middle of the night every year with his van to go get my Christmas tree. I have to go in the middle of the night because the old fart that runs the farm is soaking good neighbors like you $60 for a tree. I ain't paying that when a midnight rendezvous nets me a free Tannenbaum. That's French or something for blue spruce. Besides, I haven't got caught yet, and those dozen eggs I hurl at his house each Halloween to protest his exorbitant prices. That'll teach you, you piker. On the 10th day of Christmas, I shape my 10 fingers into 2 massive fists and shake them at old Donnie Trump for his ban against the caravan. What's the old Trump Meister got against the Dodge Caravan anyways? My good buddy Teddy the Topless Dancer drives around in one of them ever since his 1963 Ford Econoline van caught fire from someone's irresponsibly tossed stogie. Hey, it wasn't my fault. How was I to know that all that shag carpeting in the back was flammable? It's okay though, because I helped Teddy with his insurance company and backed him up when he claimed gypsies were the cause of the blaze after roasting goat over an open flame too close to his tailpipe. That's our story and we're sticking to it. Joke on that, Donnie. The 9th day of Christmas, I dedicate to my good friend Stumpy Wilton, who also shakes his 2 fists at Donnie Trump for not supporting Stumpy's bid of giving the Statue of Liberty a facelift. The old girl's looking a little long in the tooth, if you get my drift. Stumpy can only shake 9 fingers, see, ever since he lost his left pinky in a tragic clogged toilet incident at the lodge. And I'll also doff my hat on this 9th day to the boys down at the sewage treatment plant who keep an eye out every year for said digit. For all you do, this bud's for you. Day 8, and a salute goes out to my old grade 8 shop teacher who taught me all I know about hanging wood paneling. There's nothing classier than wood paneling in the home. The darker the better. Thank you and Merry Christmas, Mr. Wilton. Yep, that's right, Stumpy's dad, old 9-finger Wilton Sr. Lost his in shop class. Seriously, he was pulling it out of the box he kept it in so as he could show the class when he dropped it among the wood shavings. Must have got swept up and tossed out, or more likely kept by the creepy janitor that lived in the basement. It sure was funny at the time, but that was the only memento he had of Nam. Said he chewed off his own finger to ante it up in a poker game among the rice paddies. He won the pot containing his finger, $11, and a telephone number of some Joe's sister, which turned out to really be the number of the Esso station out on the highway. It all worked out. He married the girl who rotated the weenies in the hot dog machine at the station and served part-time as a gas jockey. She had a lazy eye and he was missing his finger. A match made in heaven. Christmas Day number 7 for lucky old number 7. Get lost? There ain't no such thing as luck, just hard work. And if you can avoid that, you'll be merry all right. Day 6. A 6-pack sure would be good about now. I've got the Sahara Desert in my mouth and it smells just as bad. If you want me to keep on talking, then I'll stop for the pause that refreshes. And to take a piss. That's why they call it old Yankee piss water. Okay, so let's get back to the days. The 5th day of Christmas, and I'm celebrating the 5th anniversary of that time that Teddy and I went down to Vegas for Christmas. Unfortunately, everyone good was dead, including Sinatra, Sammy Davis, and that drunk Dean Martin. Oh yeah, and there was that one magician who was maimed by his tiger so you can't even see the big cat anymore. Hey, don't blame the poor animal. If you're going to prance around in a sequin suit like an overgrown disco ball, then the poor feline's going to take a swat at you like you were some overgrown cat toy. Well, collectively, Teddy and I lost $46 between us, but made up for it at the all-you-can-eat buffet by eating all the pork rinds. Good times. On to day four, and this one's Christmas easy. It's all about our lodge, the True Blue and Orange Fellowship of Exotic Wildebeests and Exotic Dances. I'm only four people out from the top spot of running the whole shebang after the Grand High Mucky Muck, Vice Mucky Muck, the Treasurer, and the Keeper of the Keys who unlocks the hall each week and makes sure there's toilet paper in the john. He's getting old like the Statue of Liberty, and I think he's got palsy because he shakes like an electric vibrator anytime he drinks and his glass eyeball keeps popping out. Like the song says, I'm moving on up. You better keep an eye in your rearview mirror, fellas, because I'm making my play in the new year. Okay, so back to the real Christmas theme and day three, which is a shout out to the three kings. Elvis, the king of rock and roll. Larry King, the late night talk show host. Or was that Larry Sanders or Larry the Cable Guy? Oh yeah, and King Kong. My money's always been on him in a battle against Godzilla. The big apes got the moves and can hurl a coconut at 400 miles an hour. Try roasting them nuts over your open fire, Godzi. What the hell are two turtle doves? I don't want that for the second day of Christmas, unless you can eat them like some kind of bird, stuffed inside another bird ad infinitum, which is Latin for turducken or turcrogus, which is even better. Patent pending. Pass the yams. Okay, day one. So this is it, the last day. One more friggin' reason to celebrate the Yule log season, and that one more friggin' reason is my old buddy Teddy the Topless Dancer, who is the best male dancer in our lodge, what keeps his pants on at every gig he gets. Needless to say, he's not in high demand, so why not do something for old Teddy and book him in at your grandma's tea or your next book club meeting? Hope the book ain't any more intense than the TV guide, because Teddy's not the brightest star on the Christmas tree. But he's got a good heart. Merry Christmas to you, Teddy, and all the best for 2019. For the rest of you neighbors, keep spying on each other and keep our neighborhood safe. There's too many commies, prinkos, thespians, crotch scratchers, and toupee salesmen out there for my liking. Here's hoping in the new year they all join a caravan straight to hell. Happy holidays.